It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with radio news about radio waves. REC Networks filed a petition for rulemaking with the Federal Communications Commission April 20th, intended to help listeners tune in LPFM stations within their current 3-mile service areas, as well as help the stations reach more rural areas. Under the proposal, 50 to 75% of currently authorized low-power FM stations could increase their effective radiated power from 100 watts to 250 watts. This would increase the average protected service contour from 3.5 miles to a 4.5 mile radius, according to REC Networks. The Amherst Alliance and the Catholic Radio Association previously made similar proposals that focused on signal expansion in rural communities, but were tabled by the FCC due to disagreement in the LPFM community. 2013, Radio World reported that LPFM advocates Don Shellhart and Nicholas Leggett petitioned the commission to consider licensing an LP250 service with the support of the Prometheus Radio Project. So this is the latest attempt to expand low-power FM service. REC has also asked the FCC to allow 100-watt LPFM stations to move up to 6.9 miles and upgraded LP250 stations up to 8.7 miles as a minor move, and have proposed other adjustments to current broadcast law. REC Networks, established in 1984, is one of the activist groups responsible for getting the Local Community Radio Act passed and many LPFM stations on the air. REC also provides various free online services, including mylpfm.com, fccdata.org, and FCC Today, a dashboard for activity at the FCC Media Bureau, while the REC Broadcast Services provides professional FCC filing services for LPFM stations and other radio services. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC and Wave Farm Radio. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.